Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, I'm your host for today, and I'm very excited to get into today's challenge. Today we're going to be looking at a video called Why People Never Smiled in Old Photos. And this is actually something that I didn't really realize until I saw this video, and then, you know, when you think about it, people don't really smile a lot in old photos, do they? If you're curious about this question, if you're wondering why people didn't smile very often in old photos, you should definitely check out this video. It gives some reasons and some explanations that I would have never thought of. It had more to do with society and culture than I actually thought it would. Anyway, if you are interested in that topic, be sure to check out that full video. And if you want to hear some awesome pronunciation challenge stuff, keep listening. Alright, so let's get on to our challenge. Victorians were not constantly miserable. They just usually got serious when they thought a portrait was being taken. As cameras became more common and photography improved, aesthetics changed and smiles returned. So this sentence actually kind of explains at least part of the reason that people didn't smile in photos. But this one, I hope, is a little bit easier than yesterday. It's still not an easy one, but yesterday's was quite difficult. I know a lot of people were saying that the topic about philosophy was too complicated. But anyway, so here we go. So our first word, we have constantly, and then we have consistently and always. So the first word, the one in the video, is constantly. So in the video, they say, Victorians were not constantly miserable. And in this case, the word constantly basically means always, right? This means Victorians were not miserable all the time. They weren't always miserable, right? And if you say something is constant or something happens constantly or someone does something constantly, it means that they do it without stopping. It means that they are doing it continuously, that they keep doing it and don't stop. There's no breaks, right? So for example, let's say you have a crush on a girl. You could say, I think about her constantly. That means that you're always thinking about this person and that there are no moments where you're not thinking about her, right? It means every single moment you never stop thinking about her, right? You could say, I'm thinking about her constantly, or I think about her constantly. And next we have consistently. Consistently. So consistently means that something happens regularly, right? It means that it happens at the same intervals, maybe every day, maybe every hour, every week. That is consistent. So for example, you could say, he is consistently on time. So if you're talking about in the workplace or, you know, at school or something like that, that would mean that he is on time every day, right? But it doesn't matter what that interval is. It doesn't matter how often. It just matters that it's always the same, right? Every day, every hour, every week, he's consistently on time. It means regularly on time. And finally, we have always. Always. And always is probably a word that everyone is more familiar with. But I included it because it is related to these other two words, constantly and consistently, but it's a little bit more general. So in those two examples I gave, I think about her constantly, or he is consistently on time. You could change those to say, I am always thinking about her, or you could say, he is always on time, and both of those would be correct. It's just not quite as specific. Like, for example, maybe you're not thinking about her every second of every day, but a lot, right? You could say, oh, I'm always thinking about her, or I think about her all the time, right? But if you say constantly, it means that there's never a time where you're not thinking about her, right? And next we have miserable, sad, and unhappy. So the first one, miserable, miserable. That's the word that is in the video. It says, Victorians were not constantly miserable. Right? So I just explained what constantly means. And miserable just means very, very sad. That's, I think, the most simple way to explain it. Miserable just means very, very sad. So you could say, when my girlfriend broke up with me, I was completely miserable, right? It means that you weren't just sad, you were miserable. You were so sad, right? That's miserable. Next, we have sad, right? So everyone knows the word sad. I included it here just because it's a related word. So like I just said, you could say, I wasn't just sad, I was miserable. So that's kind of showing the difference between the intensity, the intensity of your sadness. So if you were very, very sad, you were miserable. And then finally, we have unhappy. Unhappy. And if you don't know this word, this might actually sound like it's not a word. It sounds kind of like a strange word, because we have the opposite of happy, which is sad. But you can actually also say unhappy. There is nothing wrong with the word unhappy. You could say, every time he comes home from class, he looks quite unhappy, which basically just means whenever he comes back from class, he looks quite sad, right? Sad, unhappy, same meaning. Finally, we have aesthetics and aesthetically. So this first word, aesthetics, you might be thrown off by the A-E. When you see that A-E, you might think, Sam, how am I going to pronounce this word? But in fact, it's actually not very complicated. The A and the E in this case together are just pronounced as E, aesthetics, aesthetics. There's no I aesthetics, anything like that. You pronounce it together, aesthetics. You can actually just picture it without the A and just completely ignore the A and pronounce it as aesthetics. And aesthetics essentially refers to the field of study about beauty, or it can also refer to the branch of philosophy that is related to beauty, to how things look. You know, just essentially what looks nice is aesthetics, right? So in the video it says, as cameras became more common and photography improved, aesthetics changed and smiles returned. So in this case, when it says aesthetics, it means that people's perceptions of beauty changed. It means the way that people looked at things, the things that were generally considered to look good, to be beautiful, those opinions, those viewpoints sort of changed, right? So aesthetics changed and smiles returned. And another word related to aesthetics is aesthetically. Aesthetically. So the most common way you hear this word used is in the phrase aesthetically pleasing. So you could say, this cake doesn't taste very good, but it is aesthetically pleasing. And aesthetically pleasing is just a fancy way of saying something looks nice, that it looks good. You could say, this painting is very simple, but it is quite aesthetically pleasing, right? Just means that this painting is simple, but it looks good. It looks nice. It is pleasant to look at. It is aesthetically pleasing. And that is all we have for today. I hope you all found that interesting, and I hope everyone learned something. I'll read our challenge one more time, and we'll wrap it up. Victorians were not constantly miserable. They just usually got serious when they thought a portrait was being taken. As cameras became more common and photography improved, aesthetics changed and smiles returned. So that's aesthetics, aesthetics. You can do it. You can do it. It's not nearly as hard as it looks. Anyway, that is all we have for today. I hope you all enjoyed. Let me know down in the comments, have you ever wondered why people don't smile in pictures? Or do you still not smile in pictures? I'm curious. I know for a long time, I wasn't very confident with my smile. Some people have very natural smiles, and some people have to try really hard to smile naturally in pictures. I used to be quite terrible, and now I think I'm a little bit better, maybe not. But let me know down in the comments. Have you wondered about this question? Are you a smiler in pictures, or do you not like smiling? Thank you all one final time for listening. My name is Sam, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye!